The holiest, children of Abram, Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Tablet 13, Section 5. All promises given to Abram's and Abraham's seed are fulfilled. Isaac begat Esau and Jacob. Esau married many wives and had many sons. They created Edomites, and because he also married one of the daughters of Ishmael, they mixed with Ishmaelites, Arabs. So through Arabs and Edomites, he created nations and blessed the people on earth. Genesis 27, verse 39-40. Jacob received both the birthright and scepter. They were divided and given to Joseph and Judah. After the name Jacob became Israel, God promised him a nation and a company of nations. He also was the one who would spread all over the world. Jacob gave his name Israel to Ephraim and Manasseh, the two sons of Joseph, the receivers of the birthright. The house of Israel, the 10 lost tribes, scattered all over the world, especially to the west and northwest of Europe. They created many nations there. One of them was the English-speaking people, who with no doubt were the children of Manasseh and Ephraim. The children of Manasseh possessed a nation, as the United Kingdom, and Ephraim's seed possessed the company of nations, as the United States. Also, Jacob preferred Ephraim, the younger, over Manasseh, the older. So it was the seed of the younger, Ephraim, who would possess the land promised to Abraham, the land which was divided from the rest of the world and kept for a great use in the future. For in his days was the earth divided. Genesis 10, verse 25. This is also the land of milk and honey, material greatness. The land of America, especially North America, was kept aside for hundreds of years until those to whom it was promised were ready to receive it. When the medieval time was in its highest domination in Europe, and many of the adventurous and great-minded people longed for freedom from that environment, then God suddenly caused the children of Abraham, to rediscover this land. All the freedom lovers and people who longed for escape from religious persecution were squeezed out of Europe and came to this new virgin and fertile land. That was no accident. It was well planned by the Lord. With this, not only was a great new way of living and looking at the possibilities of man's abilities released, but also the promises given to Isaac and Jacob, or Israel, about the birthright were fulfilled. As we know, God never does anything without purpose. The conquest of America by the white man not only fulfilled the promises which were given to Abraham, also, it was an act to bring Europeans in contact with the natives of America and gather many people together in this land. Although Native Americans apparently suffered a great deal in the process, in truth, this made them become purified, humble, meek, so they, Native Americans, would eventually find the essence of the teachings of their ancestors, mystical paths, and also become familiar with the rest of the steps of the eternal divine path. In short, all these happenings eventually will enhance and further the evolution of humanity, physically, mentally, and spiritually. With the coming of Christ, the promise of the scepter, spiritual blessing, was finished through the tribe of Judah. Then God completed the book of the children of Israel by revealing the last book of the Bible, the Revelation. In this book, God revealed in a symbolic language what is the goal of life, why this universe was created, what is His desire to be accomplished through humanity, what are the pitfalls of the path, what had happened so far, and what will happen in the future. With this, the Bible, as an inspired book explaining creation and history, is complete. Furthermore, the promises given about Ishmael are fulfilled. After Christ's teachings, when he directly told the Jews that they would no longer be the possessors of the scepter, and another nation would be chosen, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Matthew 21, verse 43. Then the next prophet did not come from the Jews, but from their brothers, the Arabs, the seeds of Ishmael. Arabs are a very large nation, which possess a substantial portion of the world, and were also blessed by the religion of Islam, being submissive to the Lord. The spiritual truth was finished by Prophet Muhammad. The name Islam comes from Taslim, which means to be surrendered or submissive to the will of the Lord. That is the highest achievement in the spiritual world. To be submissive or surrendered to the Lord does not mean to be an escapist, but to do the best in everything, try to understand what is His will and do accordingly, and then surrender the result of our actions to Him. That is, not being attached to the results of our actions and to be content with the outcome. So, whatever the outcome should be accepted as His will. Also, it means to submit or surrender our earthly will to the Supreme Will. That is the highest spiritual realization. With the truths which had come before, Far East philosophies, Judaism and Christianity, and Islam, the spiritual truth was finished.